Mishnah in Tamechei Amud Aleph. Okay, there's going to be two pshatim in the Mishnah. So we will learn the Mishnah, and we will take it from there. Remeir Eimer, yes, Dvarim Shehein Kenoilad, Bavein and Kenoilad. Remeir says, there are things that are like Noilad, and they're not Noilad, and you could use it as a Pesach. There is two things that Remeir is saying, because it's going to depend on the two pshatim in the Gemara. Number one, it's like Noilad, but it's not, but you need a Pesach. And the Gemara is going to have two pshatim. Where the Chachamim are arguing and say you don't need a Pesach, or the Chachamim are arguing and say you can't use it as a Pesach. See, because Remeir said something that can be interpreted very differently. It's like Noilad, but it's not Noilad, and you can use it as a Pesach. It's similar, but not the same. You can use it as a Pesach, even though Ein Paitzchim Noilad. And the Chachamim either say, no, this is Noilad, or the Chachamim are saying, no, this doesn't need a Pesach. There's going to be two pshatim in the Gemara, with the Chachamim arguing on one side, or the Chachamim arguing on the other side. What are the case? Ketzad. Amar Kainim, he said, Kainim, what does he say? She'eni nat naises plainis shavira. I will not marry so-and-so, because she has a bad father. Amrulai, they told him, meis ashas tshuva. He's no longer bad. He either died, so no longer will affect you, or he did tshuva, so he's no longer bad. Or, kainim bai slash ani nichnas, shakelav ra b'taychay. There's a bad dog here. There's a wild dog. I'm not going into that house, and he makes a netter. Or, shanachash b'taychay, where it has a snake. Amru loy mei shakelav, or shanera ganachash. Told him the dog is dead, or the nachash got killed. Interesting. They didn't say the dog got killed or the nachash died, because people kill snakes, and they don't kill dogs. So therefore, it's Mesa Kelev or Nerega Nochash. Harehen Kenoilad, it's like Noilad, because it's something, well, we'll find out in the Gemara why it's like Noilad, but Vein Kenoilad, and you can use it as a Pesach. Vein Chachamim Maidim Loi, and again we spoke out that we have two pshatim of what the Chachamim say. Zuck the Rush. Yesh Dvarim, Shein Kenoilad, Nirim Kenoilad, Vein Kenoilad. They look like Noilad, but they're not like Noilad. So Remeir is clear. He's saying the halacha is you can use it as a Pesach. And you would think it's like Noilad and you can't. The answer is it isn't Noilad and you can. And the Rush does not explain the Chachamim. Amar loy meis, and the Rush understands and the Gemara understands that he died later. It's not they came and they told him. Pashup Shad is. Not that they told him when you made the netter he was already dead. No, they told them, he died. Since you made the netter 2 months ago, well, unfortunately, or fortunately, he died. And therefore, now you can get out of the netter. So Dr. Gemara, Amalur Meis, the Gemara Paruch, the Misa Noilad. Isn't that Noilad? We said before, Misa is not Shriach. Right? So all of a sudden now we're saying that Misa is not Noilad? So that's going to be the Gemara's question. And there'll be two approaches in the Gemara of how to answer it. Frank the Gemara, Dr. Gemara, Kainim Shani Vechulu. Meis Noiladu. Isn't death Noilad? And how can Remeir say we can use it? Now the Chacham aren't fair. Because we don't know what the Chacham said. Maybe the Chacham said you can't. So we're not bothered with the Chacham. We're bothered with Remeir. Amar Ravuna, Nasa Katayla Nidra B'davar. Dr. Ravuna, that the Chiddush here is, and this is the Machloikas Remeir and the Chacham. He didn't make a condition. He didn't say, I'm banning myself from marrying this woman on condition because her father is dead, and if he's bad, and if he wouldn't be around, I would marry. He didn't make it a complete condition. But he said a sentence that indicated his reason. He indicated, the reason I don't want to marry this woman is because she has a lousy father. So he didn't say, my netter is conditional on the father's being around. Did not speak it out as a condition. But he indicated that that's the reason of the netter. Therefore, Zuchter Meir, it's like a Tanai, even though it's not a Tanai, because he's informing us that the netter is based on one thing, and we're willing to accept that. And therefore, it isn't Noilad, but let me explain. What would if he had said, I'm making this netter on condition? So he's obviously making it on condition. So if the condition changes, the neder would change without a Pesach. You wouldn't even need a Pesach because it was a neder on condition. Here he didn't make a neder on condition. But he spoke out the reason, which is similar to a condition. Zakhtra Meir, that's not Neila. Because he spoke it out, we look at it and say that even though it's something that happened afterwards, but he had mentioned that the neder has a connection to that, enough so that we let him use it as a Pesach. Let's do the Rush. The Rush will do a much better job explaining this. Zakhtra Rush, Misa Neila, do Vechavar Amer, the Paisach, the Misa Sabia. As if he would have said, the neder is only as long as the father's alive. But he didn't say a condition. So therefore the Rabbanon required him to go to Bezin. They drew a compromise here. It's similar to Nailad, it's not Nailad. Really, the Rabbanon, Rameyer, speaking in his name, is convinced that it shouldn't even need Hatara. It's like he made it conditional. But he didn't. Therefore, we say go to Bezin. That's Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. It's not Nailad, and we use it. I will be period. That's the Shat in the Mishnah, according to the Rush. Now, the Rush is going to bring a second Shat. Before I get to the second Shat, according to this Shat, the Chachamim hold, no, you cannot use it as a Heter. The Chachamim are being Machmer. They're saying, no, he didn't make it a condition, and we're not going to let him use it as a Heter. No, it's a Neilet. Now, it's interesting, Rameyer, the big Machmer in conditions, those you need tonight, Kafel, is the one that's willing to accept this as a semi-condition. And the Rabbanon, who are usually more lenient in conditions, are the ones that say, no, it wasn't conditional, and therefore, it's Nila. Yes, doctor. You show me, like this. Shmuel Amar, Mishum Neder to us. You know what? I'm going to come back to this rush after we leave the next Gemara. It'll be much easier to understand. Rabbi Yechanan says the case of the Mishnah is, Ukvar Meis, Ukvaras, the Chuva Kamrali. What is Gairis? Aminali. It's not that he died later or did Chuva later. They told him, your Neder is a mistake. Your neder is a mistake. He was dead. When you made the neder, he was dead already. When you made the neder, he had done tshuva already. You built the neder on a mistaken fact. You said, I don't want to marry that woman because her father is bad. Her father's not around anymore, number one. Number two, he's not bad anymore. So the Rabbanon hold, you don't need a Pesach. It's the opposite way. You don't have to go to Bezin. It was a mistaken neder. It was built on a false premise. Spoken out. And Rameyer says, no. The bottom line is he didn't make it conditional. So therefore, we make him have a Pesach. So here Rameyer is being Machmer, and Rabbanan are being Meikul, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's the opposite way.
Was it conditional or not?
He said, I don't want to marry her if her father is bad. That's not a condition. Condition means, if not, speak out of condition.
According to Rabbanan,
it's a netter toss. It's a mistake. It's built on a false premise. Let's do the rush. I'm going to skip the rush I'm in the middle of. I'm going to come back to it. And I want to do the next rush. Ukvar meis. Amulah kvar meis, kvar asa tshuva. Hikachav neder tos mikara. Vaki prusha de masnisna. Yes, dvarim kashen kenoilat. Kloimar. Rameir says, sh'asum chacham kenoilat. They were machmer. Ava bishen anoilat. The gazer, Rameir meis, kvar ato aloi meis. Rameir makes a gzera. Since if he didn't die, the neder would be good. So since, even if he died already, we say, let him be matzeret. So we have two different shatim in this Gemara. And the Chachamim are on one side or on the other side. One first case is, he said, I don't want to marry this woman because you're a bad father. Then he did tshuva afterwards. or he died afterwards. It wasn't a condition, so therefore the netter doesn't fall off by itself. That's what Rameir says. But, I mean, Rameir considers it like a condition, but he says since it wasn't a beferish condition, we're going to require him to go to bed. But it's easy removed, because it's clear from his words that he only meant it as long as the father is bad or alive. That's what Rameir holds. And the Chacham say, no, this is a nilah. He did not make a condition, therefore this netter is there, and we can't use a future happening to make it, remove it. That's the first shot. That's Rav Huna's shot. Rav Yechon is saying, this is a mistake. It was a netter built on a false premise. He thought the father was alive. The father wasn't alive. It's clear. He said, I don't want to marry him because he has a bad father. He's not alive anymore. But since he didn't speak it out clearly, Rameir says he's making Zera. Since if he's not alive, the netter would be chal, even if he's dead, we want you to go to bed. And the Chachamim say no such thing. The netter is clear. There's no reason to go to bed. Now, let's go back to that part of the rush that I skipped. Zakhtarash, ubi yushal migaras, shmul amar nedratos, kvar mesav, kvar mes kelev, like Rav Yechonah. Shmul learns the Mishnah, Shmuel and Yerushalmi learns the Mishnah like Rav Yechonah and Bavli. Very interesting fact, by the way, because Shmuel was in Bavo. Later on, he was in Eretz Yisrael at one point, and Rav Yechonah was in Eretz Yisrael all his time, and the Bavli quotes it from Rav Yechonah, and Yerushalmi quotes it from Shmuel. Now, Shmuel lived in Eretz Yisrael also. Shmuel is constantly quoted in Yerushalmi. Rav Yechonah is constantly quoted in Bavli, but it's interesting that they quoted the one from the other country. Rav Eloy b'shem Rav Lezer, it's as if he said, I won't have a nose long because he's wearing black. Then he started wearing white clothing. Reb Ziri holds that Rameir holds it doesn't need a hetzel chacham, which is different than the way the Rush learned. In Rav Huna, which is the same as the second shot in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi explains it, that Rameir is saying, yes, no, I'm saying Kenailin, and don't need a heter. You don't even have to go to Bezin. The Rush explained, we make you go to Bezin because it wasn't an explicit tonight. So there's a in Rav Huna, the Rush says, I understand that you do have to go to Bezin. The Mishnah is saying it's like Nailin, not like Nailin, meaning it's good enough to remove the netter, but we would make you go to Bezin. And Yerushalmi says that according to Rav Huna's pshat, Yerushalmi does not quote it from Rav Huna, but according to Rav Huna's pshat, you don't even have to go to bed and it's off. In the second pshat, they both agree. The pshat is Rav Yechon is saying it's a netter toss, and Rameir made Xera, and Rabbanan did not make Xera. So we have two divergent, if that's the right word, pshatim in the Mishnah. Totally different one from the other. Yes?
Interesting. I should mention that in the Mishnah, his whole thing about her father is wrong, but he said her father was wicked. Unless you have to stand on the present tense, he was still wicked. He was still a wicked person even after he died.
I expected that question. The answer is he's not interested in yichus or anything else. He doesn't want to have an association with this wicked man. If he's dead, he's not associated with him anymore. We're not learning yichus now and genes and all other things. We'll leave that for a different day.
Actually, God, the heck with genes. The majority of the personality for me...
That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying, not like you. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying, not like you.
No, I'm noting that. I'm not questioning that. It's obvious.
Somebody once asked the Shepherd Chaim. I know this first, second hand I heard from the guy. He asked the Shepherd Chaim. He said, they're reading me a girl, a boy. It was a boy. But the father is, like, not so from, it wasn't about Juva family. It was a regular from family. But so he said to him, take the cow out of the stall and burn the stall. Take the cow out of the stable and burn the stable. That's what he said. That's what this guy's trying to do. He's trying to take the cow out of the stable. I mean, I hate to use the thing, but that's what he said. That's my advice. Masi Rababa. The next Mishnah, or a few Mishnahs down, say, Kainim Shani Naisil Aplainis Kura. I don't want to marry that ugly girl. Marry not, and it's wrong. She's a beautiful girl. Shkaira, I don't want to marry that dark complexion girl, which is a negative. It shows not taking care of oneself in those days. I'm not getting involved now while people sit in the sun and try to make themselves look black. That's not my point. In those days, Shkaira meant not nourishment, lack of nourishment, sick, weak, and healthy people looked more white, more healthy. Again, I'm not getting involved with what happened in 2025 with Mishnah.
Actually, this is really near universal when we're talking about India or China or the Mediterranean.
Could be. Vary Levana.
Africa itself.
Could be. Vary Levana, but she's white. Sarah, I don't want to marry that short girl. Vary Arucha, she's tall. Mutaba. She's Mutta right away. Lyman Neshikur of Anasasna. Not because she became beautiful. Shire of Anasas Levana. Sarah of Anasas Arucha. That might be Noilat. El Shaneder Toss. Now, that's the next, that's a Mishnah coming up. Where is this Mishnah? In Daf Samach Bava Meralef. So that's a Mishnah coming up. We're going to discuss that Mishnah. But this Mishnah is saying clearly that if it's a mistake in the Neder, now he didn't make a condition. He said, I'm not marrying that ugly girl. She's not ugly. So the Neder is not chal. So Bishlam el Ravuna, Dama Nasa Ketayla Nidra Medavar. So going to Ravuna, these are two separate cases. Case one in our Mishnah was, he said, because her father is bad, and he was around at that time. It was not a mistake, but it's like a condition. That was our discussion back in this Mishnah. The next Mishnah is talking about when it was a mistake. So there's two separate Mishnahs talking about two separate cases. So it's the exact same case. He was dead here, and she was beautiful there. What's the difference? Why is this Mishnah in two? Now you can say that's going like the Chachamim, that they don't need a Pesach. Fine. But this is the Mishnah, and then you wait a few Mishnahs and repeat the case. A different case, but the same story. These are two different stories. One is talking about that the Neder was true at the time, and the question is, was this a condition or not? And the other one is talking about it was clearly not true at the time. Two separate Mishnahs. Majenke, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the exact same story. Obviously different stories, but the same idea. So why is it split into two? Normally, the Misni trays in the Neder Tos. Zokta Gemara Kasha. You're right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have a good answer. Now, when I said the word don't have a good answer, it's because it's Machlokes Rishayim and Baba Basra. The Rashbam and Baba Basra means two opinions. Is there a difference between Chufta and Kasha? The Rashbam brings one opinion that there's no difference, except Chufta is when we slug him up from a Mishnah or a Braisa, and Kasha is when an Amira has a question. Now, here it's Rab Abba's question from a Mishnah, but it's not a direct Mishnah that says not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rab Abba's question, why do we need it two times? Therefore, the Gemara says Kasha. It's not a Mishnah that says Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. It just says it's an unnecessary case. That's one shot in the Rashbam. Then the Rashbam brings, I believe, from Rabbeinu Hanano, I believe, I might be wrong, I might be the opposite way, that Kasha means there's an answer there, but it's not worth our while getting into it. And therefore, whenever the Gemara says Kasha, it's an answerable question. So to avoid that machlokes, I said, we don't have a good answer. That's what I is at. Now, there is a sefer out there, written by Reb Shaya Pick, who wrote the Maseres HaShas, that wrote a sefer called Kushyos MiYoshev. And every time the Gemara says Kasha, he says a possible answer that the Gemara could have said. That's what he said. He wrote a sefer on according to those Rishayim, what the Gemara could have answered. Again, it's out there called Kushyos MiYoshev. Yes.
All these cases here, this new martyr, still ugly and short. All that's relative, right?
What?
All that is relative. We consider someone short complexion.
I expected that question. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I expected that question. The answer is there are certain accepted facts. A woman that looks undernourished looks undernourished. And some people refer to somebody as short or tall. There is a universal acceptance of the word short. And there is a universal acceptance of it. And I agree that at a certain point, some people will consider short and tall, but there's some clearly defined short and tall.
The black thing was the thing about the black
thing. So you're talking about Kura Vanasasna, what is ugly? What does ugly mean? So the Gemara later on will describe a universal ugly situation. Yes, doctor.
Actually, to go even worse,
pretty much consistently throughout the Gemara that I have seen. There, Chazal and the Mediterranean Rim of that time viewed the world in an iconoclastic fashion of A versus not A. You see, continuously, that something either has the absolute trait of tallness or the absolute trait of shortness. Now, I am taller than one or two people in the world, which makes me tall in reference to them. However, I'm considerably shorter than Tidal, which makes me short in reference to him. Plato and others could not deal with it, and you see the same sort of problem, but it's something, you have a situation where you've got a Mishnah, which seems to indicate that it's Mudra on one side, then 3 words later would indicate it's Utzer, and then the Gemara talks about that and redacts that.
Again, I will say it one more time.
What I was originally going to say is that in terms of tall and not tall, until people get to be in their 60s and 70s, they don't start shrinking. But it also could be that this girl was proposed to him as shit up when she was 10 years old.
Again, before the growth. Again, I will say again. All I'm saying is that some people will describe people as short because they're universally considered short. And there's some people that are looked at as tall because everybody considers them tall. End of story. I don't think we have
what do you do with someone who then is?
So he's neither of the two. So they're not Tzara, they're not Arucha. You're right. They're not. Look, Rashi. I don't consider myself short. I am shortish. I'm shorter now than I was. But I don't consider myself tall in any stretch of the imagination. I'm somewhere in the between. I'm not universally recognized as a shorty, but not as a... Some people are called shorty for a reason, right? Either they're very tall or very short. Right. Bishleima Ravuna Dama Taila Nidrai B'medroi Mamurim Tana Taila Nidra B'medroi Mamurim B'tana Tana Nidra B'tas. The Trei Yonin Nidu Reish Hashmina Dolehavi K'nayla. The beginning is telling me it's not like K'nayla B'shin the Taila Nidra B'davar Achar U'pais Chumbay U'matzir Rechocham V'sefer Nidra B'tas Afil Atar Leiboy. The Chumash saying you don't even need Atara. El Rabbi Yechon Amar Kvarmeis, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Asharum, which is David Neder Taz, Trey Zimni Neder Taz Lomeli. Elam Mistam Krabonam. So to Rush, I can give you a possible answer. This is Rabbi Yisrael Rabbonam. And the next Mishnah is saying a Stam Mishnah like Rabbonam. Why not? A lot of times we have a Machlaikas, Lachkach Stam. The Machlaikas Rabbi Yisrael Rabbonam when you need Atara, and then it's a Stam that you don't. So to Rush, you don't need that here. Because when it's Rameh against the Rabbanon, I don't have to have a stam like Rabbanon. It's automatic. Rameh would agree in the next case. There he makes it say, that he already died, or maybe he don't get confused if he didn't die. Come on, now, you can't say, maybe she became white. It happens very infrequently. So therefore, over there, everybody would agree. The question is only, why does the Mishnah have to write that case? It's obvious. That's what bothers the Gemara, and the Gemara says Kasha. So the Mishnah writer, the Yidam of Rameir. Rameir said, Paiskim Laim and Hakasim Shabbatayra. We will use a Pasik as a Pesach. We won't use Kloid Hamakim. Nobody in their right mind would say, I don't care about the covenant of Hashem. But unfortunately, people will say, the Pasuk? I thought about it and I didn't care. People will say that, but they won't say they don't care about the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They separate certain commands from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's a reality, by the way. It happens. People are over Averis, but you ask them, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, they have a Avera. So why are you doing this Avera? The answer is, they view the detail of the Avera differently than the general honor of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It makes no sense. But that's what people do. And therefore, people will react and say, let's just do the Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah. I'm
Rabbi.
Rabbi
Gemara says,
Ode
Amar Remeir.
Because he was in the last Mishnah.
Sorry.
Is it
in the Gersa or the Rabbi said?
No, it's in the Gersa, the first word in the Mishnah. You don't have it?
No.
You don't have Ode?
No. What? It says, based in Adam, it's
It's interesting. Thank you for asking me, but I didn't even see. I prepared from an Eitzvahadr, and I teach from an Eitzvahadr. When I used to teach him that, he wouldn't have had the word behind.
There's no marking in the art scroll either.
No. Yeah, there's no marking here. It's just like there. Interesting. I didn't even, thank you. I didn't even know that there exists a Girsa that doesn't say behind. You probably don't have behind either.
I do have.
You do have behind?
Why don't you return the Gemara?
You know what it is. The Vilna Shas didn't have Eid. However, he doesn't have a Vilna Shas. He has a Shas that's printed from a different print. And therefore, they had Eid. And the reason they determined the Eid is the right Girsa is a lot of Achoinim deal with why Eid belongs here, why Eid doesn't belong here. Taisus asks Eid, what's Eid doing here? So Taisus Kula Acheres. So therefore, they decided that the right Girsa is Vaid, and in Eis V'Hadr, they adopted that Girsa, even though the regular Vilna Shas does not have that Girsa. And Art Scroll is Eis V'Hadr. Whatever Eis V'Hadr did, Art Scroll followed. In fact, it's the same print. They took the print. Obviously, they paid for it, but they took the print. Yes?
I thought he wasn't following.
Yeah, so did I. I said, what do you mean, does it say Vaid? What do you think, I made it up? Thank you. Vayid Amar Meir, Paitchalim and Akasa Batira. Vayimim Lai, Ilu Ayisi Adeyesh Atayiba Lai Sikrim Lai Sitar. Sometimes, and that is revenge. Somebody did something to you, they didn't lend you their car, so you make a netter against them. It's a form of revenge. Or bearing a grudge, right? You make a netter because you're bearing a grudge. Or, Lai Sisna Zachicha Bilvavecha. Your ivor of hating your brother in your heart. Now, this is a big show.
We do not have your Gersa.
What?
Are we learning the Mishnah or the Gemara? Where are we?
The Mishnah.
I just came on the Mithali Nomar Oh. I apologize.
He was right.
Okay. You mean the wrong Mishnah? Okay, I'm sorry. Mithali Nomar Meir. We'll start again. Don't hate your brother in your heart. This is a problem. Some Rishonim hold you not only if you hide the sinner. But if you let him know that you hate him, you're not Iver Yisr. Chavetz Chaim brings that in Shmir Salashin. You're only Iver Yisr because you're misleading him. He thinks you're his friend, and you hate his guts. Whereas if you tell him, I hate your guts, it's not a nice thing. You're over other things, but you're not over a sister. Here you're making the netter because you hate him, right? So is that a hidden sinner, or is that revealing the sinner? The Mishnah seems to say that you can still be over this, even though you make the netter. That means he won't view it as you hate him, even though the reason you made the netter is because you hate him. It's a little bit of a chiddush. It's easier to learn that you're able to listen to anytime you hate a person. But that Achrayim get work on this. Because according to the Rambam Shita, and the Chavetz Chaim passes this in Shmir Salashin, listen to Shichu B'Vavecha is only if he doesn't realize. I mean, yet, I'm not saying you can hate a guy and let him know and it's a good thing. I'm just saying this particular love is only if it's B'Vavecha. Anyway, let's move on. B'Hachter Acha Kamecha. Making a netter against somebody is obviously not liking him like yourself. You wouldn't want to make somebody make a netter against you. If he's an ani, shuani, making a netter that he can't have pleasure from you, and if he's poor, that is being over the issue of supporting your brother, if he's poor. You won't be able to feed him. We believe him. We believe that the person would have thought about the love. Meaning like this. Every Pesach has to be that he could answer the other way. I knew about it and I didn't care. The reason we couldn't use Kavod HaMakom is because nobody would say that. What Remeir is saying here is people would say that they knew this and they didn't care. Now, why? Some want to say because these are emotional things. And when you're emotional, you just don't care about things. But nobody gets to the point of not caring by Kavod HaMakom. They asked the Kasha from the Gemara we had all the way back in Chavez. I believe it was Chavez. Or Chavalov. That we're not placed that with Deshbite to Kimidakris Cherev. There are certain things we can't use. So they say those are more harsh psukim, like killing somebody. Like, a lav is not so scary for some people. And therefore, they will react honestly. That's what Rameir seems to be saying. Dr. Rush. So Yisrael by Yosikim Leisitr, Gotcha Nathal Shloy Lahasu Caleb Lushkainov, made an error not to lend his friend Caleb Mashloy Yishilolai. He didn't lend him. Vani Kwari Nashinu Labiyu Mashalas Caleb. The Gemara dies and said the guy refused to lend you something, therefore you refused to lend him something. Again, I just want to point something out here. Why did the Rush have to tell me that the netter was you won't lend him Caleb? You made a netter because he didn't lend you Caleb. Why does the Rush have to point out what the netter is? So there's a machloikus rishaynim. If a guy does something to you, and you don't, is it only by monetary things? How about, is there nekama if a guy, the Chofetz Chaim brings a machlokes rishayim, if somebody punches you, can you take revenge for that? Or, no, revenge is usher regardless. So he brings a major machlokes rishayim, exactly where revenge is and what is not. The Rush is avoiding this. The Rush is saying, all about Caleb here, all about money. Everybody agrees. Gemara says in Yuma, you didn't lend me, I don't lend you. That's revenge. Doesn't want to get involved in other cases. There's three different shittas that the Chofetz Chaim brings over there. Doesn't want to get involved in that, or he does want to get involved and he's taking sides, one of the two. Well, I can't prove that he is. So therefore, he sticks to the Gemara's case. It's Caleb and Caleb. You didn't lend me your car, I won't lend you my truck. You will never be able to use my truck. So again, how is Yehi Leisisna? I won't greet him. Which is a chiv, you know, it shows hatred. Again, it shows hatred. That was the problem I had. Because if it shows hatred, it's not Leisisna Sechicha Bovavecha. Again, that's why I didn't talk about it. I don't really have a good answer. Nothing my writer. Now he's talking about the last case. Name a cold to me on level I nuffle. Why am I mechuyev to support my brother? There's a tzedaka, there's mat meseser in town. They take care of all the poor people. My demotili lefinase by the kulam, I give my yearly donation to mat meseser. By the way, this is Parshas Kolam. I think they make appeals for mat meseser this week. Right? So I give to mat meseser. They feed whoever they want. I do my obligation. Why am I mechuyev to support him? Like, why am I over that iser? Since when am I the in charge of all poor people in town? Dr. Rush, called me out of Lava Nafu. My psyche was a shemiyani. What kind of pesach is it? But he called me Shuani. A lie, mutal lefarnesai? Is that true? Am I Rivachaya Chicha Yimach? My demotedly lefarnesai by the Kulam of Farnes, like Klaimer. The Shuzel, I see them the Maladi, right? This is not a reason that I should be matronetter. I give it to Kisdaka, Lidei Gaboim, Acherim. I'm sorry, Lidei Gaboim, Acherim, other Gaboim. Mashani Naisen, Yitnu Lacherim, Vivanasun, Mash Acherim Naisen. Very interesting, Rush. I'll give it to Gaboim, and they'll use my money for somebody else, and they'll use somebody else's money for him. Mashma from the Rush, that my money can't go to him. Even though I give it to Mat Meseser, but the guy who I asked it by can't get the money I give it to Mat Meseser. It remains my money in Mat Meseser's pushkov. And they can use it for any money. I allow them to use it for any money. But the one that's asked by from me cannot get that money. That's what the Rush says. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, you give it to Mat Meseser's money. It's not your money anymore. You gave Zaka, they can give it even to that guy. You're not giving it to the guy. You gave it to Mat Meseser. It doesn't belong to you anymore. That's about Rush not learning that way. Look at the Rush's lesson. Mashanin Naisin Yitnu Lacherim. They will give it to others. You find a Sumi Mashacherim Naisin. The Rush is clear that your money that you give to Mat Meseser, if Reuben can't have pleasure from it, Mat Meseser cannot use your money. Now, the problem is Mat Meseser throws it into the bank account and writes a check, and nobody ever knows whose money it is. But I guess in those days, you gave cash, and Mat Meseser distributed the very cash you gave. So this was your cash. They couldn't give it, they had to keep it separate. This guy's cash, you have to inform them, cannot go to this honey, so don't give it that different honey, and somebody else's cash will go for this money, and therefore, you won't be able to answer. That's the Gemara's kasha. I just want to finish the Gemara. Amalai, ani aimer, ka anayfu anayfu de gabetrila. Gaboim don't give people money until they make sure that they're not close people that they have that help take care of them. They don't say, we'll take care of you. First, they investigate, does he have a rich relative? Does he have rich friends? Why should we have to take him on the city, Achrayas, when he has people that can take care of him directly? Therefore, if you're making a netter against him, the assumption is you have a relationship with him. Unfortunately, it turned negative. But you wouldn't make a netter against somebody you have no shaykhus to. Obviously, the fact you're making a netter to him means you do have shaykhus to. That means the Gaboyim would look to you to help support him directly without going to the Gaboyim. Listen, you have a friend that's poor. Take care of him. It's your job. Before the Gaboyim answer. Therefore, they say you write Rebbe Chayuch Yechayimach. By making this netter, you remove the possibility of supporting him. You're asking, it's not your chiv. The Gaboyim won't give him while you exist. And you're taking that mitzvah off of you. Let's do the rush. Zog the rush. Eini naiva de gabet chila. Kshani adam. Mutala kroivim chila lufanusai. The close people, not necessarily relatives, have to feed him. Achi ainu agabodim. Ein sipit bi anakroivim aji vanesu. They say, what are you coming to us? You have a brother, you have a cousin. You have a second cousin, you have a friend. Go to them. We're here for the ones that don't have a safety net. You have a safety net on your own. You don't need the city safety net. So therefore, you are right, Rebbe Chaya Chichayimach. Because you're the one that has the chiyuv. Because that's how the system works. Yes?
So the Rush is arguing on all the children's stories about people being told that if they're chronic, their money goes directly to an honey, whereas if, people are not to be
so I guess you can write a letter to the Rush talking that he argues in all the children's stories.
No, I'm very comfortable with the Rush shot.
I think there's a difference because if I remember correctly, the children's stories comes from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And he's talking about when you give money to yeshivas. Does your money go for the paper towels or does your money go to the Rebbe's salary? That's totally different than this. Now, because there it's not that you going to, it's not stucca to an ani. It is money to yeshivas. And that belongs to the yeshiva now to use as they want. It's not limited, very not limited, to any need that the yeshiva thinks that arises. So to find the lesson there, you're not pinpointing it because there's no reason you should pinpoint it. Therefore, you're inviting to make your money go for salaries and somebody else's money pay for paper towels. My bank in here, it's Farniyim. And what it's saying is your money is designated your money and therefore cannot go to that money. That's all. I think it's a difference between the type of charity that it is. Again, unless I don't remember the children's story as well.
You remember better than I do.
Yes. Yeshiva.
On the other hand, when you're making it very clear that the biblical obligation of supporting a nani is not satisfied by giving money to the children.
But that's for sure. And that you don't need me. You can look at the Chofetz Chaim, Avos Chesed, who says that really Meiser should go to Aniyim, not to Yeshivas. Your second half, the Chaimish, should go to other things. Really, the chiyuv tzedakah, the key word in tzedakah is supporting poor people. That's what tzedakah means. Support poor people. Now, it became generic. We call any good deed that's out there, from Bikur Cholim to Matan Beseser to yeshivas to any good idea, we put it under generic term, charity, tzedakah. Right? That's what it turned into. But really, what tzedakah definitely means is charity to poor. That's what it is.
So there's
Achzakas Torah. That's a very big mitzvah. It might be a bigger mitzvah than tzedakah. But that's not what tzedakah means.
The Bikur Cholim
Again, I am not, so does Tyra, by the way. See, Abbas Chesed, he talks about it in length, a whole sefer. Half of it's mutter and half it's halacha. Real, simple halacha. Maybe we should learn it again afterwards. We learned it once, Abbas Chesed.
In those times when he would set out every onion to see really if they serve he needed. And
is that what the Rosh is saying? Yeah, I know. He uses the word, yeah, I know. That's not true. Abbas says there searches everybody to give money to. You get an application and your rabbi has to sign. And I get calls to Mrs. Landau sometimes to explain the situation.
If they have a well-to-do family, they're contacted?
I don't know. That's my position's decision. It's a decision that, by the way, stock organizations struggle with. I know that for a fact. I don't know about my position, I'm not involved. But there are stock organizations that have a problem. A guy has a rich brother, and he comes to ask for help. Now, do you say go to your brother? Or do you treat him like everybody else? He doesn't want to go to his brother. You never know what their relationship is. He doesn't want to take a seat. No, this ends up being a major thing that stock organizations deal with all the time. Especially when you go collect for the guy, the first guy tells you, he has a rich brother, what are you coming to me for? Happens all the time. It's not like, so I don't know the halacha, I'm not posking here. But it's saying here that that stock organization at the time of the Mishnah, according to the Rush, would not give that guy till they exhausted all his friends and relatives.
We don't ask Mount Mesesh if you reflect the whole idea of Mount Mesesh.
No, I don't mean you ask Mount Mesesh, but that's when it's Mount Mesesh. But let's say that organizations that collect for an individual. It happens all the time. It's not like it's
I have to have the usher versus money. Hey, I'm not going to give so-and-so.
So that can be used as a Pesach. You're right, versus this.
In other words,
if he answers, I wouldn't have done it, I'd have thought about it, then it's a Pesach.
The organization or the Gaboyim has to tell him, am I going to?
He has to tell the Gaboyim, I can't go to this person.
In other words, he initiates.
Again, I don't think it's negated today because we give checks and it goes into the account. Never your money after that.
I'm talking about
that. And then they gave cash. There were no checks. That's the Mishnah writer. Haitzchim lo adam b'tzubas ishtai. Guy's divorcing his wife. He made a netter not to have pleasure from his wife, or his wife can't have pleasure from him. So he's divorcing her, and then he realizes he's got a bill. And he says, had I thought about my bill, I would not have made this netter. I can't afford her. I mean, I can't afford to get rid of her. So the halach is that's a good Pesach. Dr. Rush. Haitzchim lo adam b'tzubas ishtai. B'proing subim not del legarsha. A guy made a netter from his wife that she won her pleasure. Now he has to divorce her. The Gemara in Subas talks about at what point he has to divorce her. But he has to divorce her. The Subas the tough dinara. The Subas was 400 dinar. Both of their Bekiva, Bechayva didn't look Subas. So he comes to Bekiva, Bekiva says, you know, you got to pay the Subas. I'm a Rebbe. Chesmeh is the norm in Yechaba. My whole Yerusha from my father, my whole estate is worth 800 zuz. 800 dinar. Not l'achi da'ud meyas, many da'ud meyas. We split it. Is that me? I want to make sure it wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. Okay. My father took 400, and I took 400. So I'm 400 is all I have. Can't we just split it? I should have to give her the whole thing? I'll be impoverished. I'm a Rebbe Akiva, I hate to break the news to you. I feel like the Meicha Sa Rechcha, even if you have to sell your hair for a shekel, at the National Ksubasa, you're going to have to pay her the whole Ksuba. You can't get out of this. You will owe her the Ksuba. Finished. You're stuck. You wrote the Ksuba, you owe it. There's no claim of poverty here. I would never done this. I would have stayed married to her. I would not give her a divorce. But he hadn't given her a divorce yet. He just trying to get out of the nether. Rebbe Kiva was mad to her. Rebbe Kiva said, good enough, Tarek, it's a Pesach. He never thought of it that way. He thought he'd be able to get away with a cheap payment. He couldn't. So it's a legitimate Pesach. See, had he known, he would have never made the nether. This is not Nylon. he was poor at that point. He didn't have money at that point. He just made a mistake in his judgment about what he would have to pay.
Yeah, but can he still live with her?
Why not? He doesn't divorce her. It's his wife.
I know, what I'm saying is...
What's bothering him is the Gemara on Chof Amid Beis that said that if you want to divorce your wife, you're not allowed to live with her. It's B'nai Tei Shemidus. That's what you're asking me, right?
I don't remember the doubt, but...
Right. It's a good question. And they can reconcile. People reconcile all the time. I decided not to divorce you. Let's make up. Let's become friends again. Again, I can only tell you what... You're right. You're bringing up a good point of B'nai Tei Shemidus. Again, it gets involved in that sugya as well. What if you're not having kids? Is there an issur? It's called the B'nai Tei Shemidus. Now, the Svarim HaKadoshim say it's terrible to live with a grusha, but halachically it's not so simple that it's prohibited. Because, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Paskal says it's very good, but it's not so simple. Okay.
He was not there. When he was not there because he already had the ksuba written?
The ksuba is written at the chasana.
Also, I was thinking about the get. But at what point did he make the nether? He just said, I'm not allowed to have
enough. While they were married. Therefore, he's being forced to divorce her. So he went to Rekiva to organize the get. So Rekiva said, you got to shell out the ksuba. So he figured out that he can't afford the ksuba. So he wants to remove the nether so he can stay married to her. He can't stay married to her with that nether. We forced him to divorce her. Right. We force him to divorce her.
This is Tosfos Ksuba, right?
No. Well, yeah, he gave her Tosfos Tosfos. Doesn't make a difference. It's, it's in the star.
What I'm saying is every Ksuba is the same amount of money.
Not true. Now, today it is.
Yeah.
Okay, but today we don't hold Ksuba. It's not what it was in those days. Those days was a real financial contract. How much she brings into the marriage. Is it Nichsi Malug? Is it Nichsi Tzei Barzal? All spelled out in the Ksuba. Today, our ksuba is a very short version. We don't write all the financial things they wrote into ksuba. It's a different nusach. Fine, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Bet Shem.